to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Can you believe it's podcast day again? Happy podcast day. This week's episode brought to you once again by Tumbletown. Have you been to ladiesofliverpool.com? Check out the article there. Everything you need to know about this lovely stay and play centre in Norris Green. And search out Tumbletown on Facebook and Instagram. Today we just want to talk about the word gang. So often the word gang can mean something negative, can't it? Well, let's spin that when we talk about Girl Gang from Kirby, who are taking empowerment and making women feel fantastic to a whole new level. You're about to meet four young ladies who are absolutely brilliant. I know you're going to love every second of this because, come on, how can you not love four Scouse girls who are like our version of the Spice Girls, spreading their girl power positive messages right across the world, all via social media? Enjoy. This is Ladies of Liverpool with me, Leanne Campbell.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
So this is exciting. The biggest podcast I've done so far, in the sense that we've got loads of girls crammed into a tiny studio. So ladies, first of all, introduce yourself and what you do at your brilliant salon.
I'm Tony. I do the beauty side of it. Yeah. So I do like eyelashes, eyebrows, waxing. That's my role.
That's your role.
Hi, I'm Laura. So I do nails. Mm-hmm. I'm solely nails, acrylic nail technician.
Brilliant. Okay.
And I'm Behi and I do hair. I run the hair side.
Fabulous. And Alex, what do you do, babe?
I do makeup.
So you're the makeup genius.
Yeah.
So between the four of you, you can turn anyone into a beauty queen.
Yeah.
That's a thing you've got going on. But the thing about your salon, which is called
Girl Gang. It's in Aintree, so Long Lane.
Okay, so it's on Long Lane if you want to find them. It's not just about somewhere to go for a night out. It's the full experience. And that's why I've got you on the podcast. This is something special that I think people need to know about. Mm. So whatever your age you are, we all suffer with insecurities thanks to Instagram.
Yeah.
And you've decided to come up with a bit of a plan. So why is your salon a little bit different to everybody else's?
We just wanted a place where anyone can come and feel like they belong. We've all been to so many salons in the past growing up where you walk in, you do feel a bit intimidated, and it does make you feel really insecure. We want anyone, no matter who you are, to be able to walk through our doors and walk out feeling absolutely amazing due to the services they've received.
Well, break it down without like slating anyone's salons. Break it down because I can chip in with this as well. We've all had those experiences that you talk about. So
definitely,
whether it's the people who work there or just the impression that people are giving off, or is it something bigger than that? Is it just something that's going on in the culture of Liverpool and the country itself, where everyone feels they've got to be something that doesn't really comfortably exist?
Yeah. I think a lot of salons lack customer service, basically. Mm. You walk through the door, no one greets you. You sit there, you don't know who to speak to, you don't know who to ask for your appointment, or you're just a little bit, you don't know what to do. So basically, If someone walks in, you want someone to be there straight away just to say, hi, you're okay, what can I do for you, who are you booked in with?
Yeah.
Just that little touch makes a big difference. So I've been to salons before where I've had an appointment and it's a new salon I've never been for that treatment before, and no one's done that. So I've just sort of stood there like a spare part, like, who shall I speak to, what shall I do?
Yeah, your head's in your phone, your WhatsApp and your mates going, oh, can't wait to get out of here.
Yeah,
we've all been there. So in your place, someone's going to turn up at the door. Do me a favour, talk me through how you go above and beyond to make people feel better.
This is actually funny, to be honest.
I've got no doubt it is, Tony, I'll be honest.
I think because it's ours, like it's our baby. This is us four. So we're all in our separate sections. And when someone walks in, the four of us are like, hi! literally fighting to like greet this customer. Like, we all know that our girls would do that anyway.
Yeah.
But us four, we can't help because it's our own. We literally go above and beyond, and we're always like, we laugh and we look at each other and then laugh. We laugh our ends off.
What special things do you do then? Do you have like themed events, or do you pull out the stops for like the races or things like that?
Yeah. We love an event.
We love an event or a theme.
Yeah. So, for instance, just going back to Valentine's Day, because it was Valentine's, we got a big balloon arch made, we had love hearts everywhere, cupcakes, even International Women's Day, we got balloons, everyone gets like a little cupcake, and they all got goodie bags that day as well, didn't they? Yeah. Any clients that came through the door, just to make them feel a little bit special and a little bit like they've come in and they've got something. We give everyone like a glass of Prosecco, champagne, the younger kids will get like a juice, or there's teas and coffees, and there's always like nice little sweet treats on the side. It's all served on a tray in like a funky cup.
Fabulous. It does sound fabulous. Yeah. So going back to the beginning then, you're all in school together. What school did you go to?
So we started off in St. Joseph's Primary School, me and Tony, and then we all
me and Laura actually met when we were three. Yeah. And we're still
saying
next to each other.
What nursery was it? Do you remember the name?
St. Joseph's nursery.
Right through primary school.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when did you finally meet Rebecca and Alex?
Me and Alex were friends from when we were about seven anyway.
Yeah.
And then we all met in school.
Were you the kind of friends like where your mums were friends, so you become like cousins?
No, I actually
really
went
cousins.
To a different primary school for a couple of years, and that's when I met Alex. And then we all went to the same secondary school.
And what secondary school was that?
All Saints.
So you all went to All Saints in Kirby.
Yeah.
And between you and your uniform, you sat round and you said, do you know what we're going to do?
Yeah,
we
did. We're going to join forces and we're going to work together.
I think at one point we didn't actually know what it was going to be.
We just knew business.
We've always been that type of four girls that were like, no, right, we're going to do it. We're going to smash it. And
we're
like,
getting an ice cream van.
Yeah. And we've already said that.
You've actually just touched on something. We want an ice cream van.
I've always wanted an ice cream van.
When we found Gale Gang in Aintree, there was actually an ice cream van parked outside. And we were like, we want it. Whose is it? Can we paint it pink?
What a brilliant marketing tool.
Yeah, knocking really on everyone's door at the units like, is this yours? Can we buy it?
Just get a nice extension lead and do blow dries outside on Crosby Beach.
That's going to be our pop-up ice cream van.
Yeah. That'd be fabulous. So there you go. You've got all these ideas. You're not sure what you want to do, but you just know you want to do it together.
Yeah.
Which is just gorgeous. So when did you finally step up and go, right, the time's right, we're going to create a business?
Well, it was first about like 3 years ago, was it? We kept looking like for places, and then nothing was fitting right for us, what we wanted, so then we left it. And then just a couple of months before we actually opened the salon, we thought, oh, we'll have a look now, and right away we found it, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, before that though, Rebecca, were there times when you were in other places? Because I presume you've all trained and worked in other salons before you actually pulled it together.
Yeah, well, the three of us worked in another salon beforehand together.
Yeah.
And then we seen how successful they were becoming on their own, and we thought, we can do it as well.
Why not?
I think we always knew anyway that's what we wanted to do, but it just wasn't the right time.
Yeah.
And then,
you
know, at one point, Laura was still in like full-time employment, so it just wasn't the right time. And then at that time it was like, no, we need to do it now before we get too old.
It was now or never.
It was now or never.
We're nearly 28 now, so
You're dead old. Yes. What do you mean? Nearly dead
now. After opening the business, we feel it.
Ladies of Liverpool,
so more than a salon, this place is hoping to actually change the way women of all ages actually think about themselves. So talk to me about your hashtag first of all.
Yeah. So basically, we experienced about 8 weeks in to when we opened, we experienced some like really, really bad, horrible Instagram, Twitter trolling.
Oh.
Which was horrendous to say the least, but it was by like, I think it was like 200,000 people.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Was it people you know? Just random people?
No, we don't obviously want to go into it too much because we were over it and it was bad. Moving. It was something to do with our logo anyway, but it was somebody in Canada, so who had a massive, massive following.
Damn those Canadians. Yeah.
She had a huge following, huger than we expected, to be honest. So it was like 200,000 people, and it was horrendous. And, you know, we were so lucky that we had each other. There was four of us like to go through that, and all we kept saying was, imagine this was someone on their own. How could you cope with it?
Social media, it's a brilliant tool. So I know myself, I'm self-employed. It's great until it turns bad.
Yeah.
Or someone with an agenda.
It was horrendous.
Attacks you,
And I don't even know. There was times where we were like, we were going to give up. We wanted to give up. We were 8 weeks into our brand new business that was going unbelievably well. And
you'd worked so hard for
it. We
planned
so hard.
It since you were teeny tiny. Yeah.
And then we thought, oh my God, why is this happening to us? Mm. But we got through it together, didn't we? And we just thought, thank God for your friends. Thank God for girls.
Yeah.
Like, bigging each other up and letting each other carry on. Mm. So we thought, no, the world needs more of this.
Absolutely.
Girls need to support girls.
Yeah.
And that's where we started.
That's
where the message came from.
Okay, so one day you just decided to use the hashtag.
It was like,
we literally were sitting there one day and we were just like, support your global girl gang. That's what should be happening, because she was from Canada and we're from England. So we wanted to be like, no, we should be supporting each other regardless of where we're from in the world.
Yeah.
So we decided to put that little hashtag together, and we just posted it on our Instagram account, and we just posted hashtag support your global girl gang for you and any other girl gang around the world, tag your global girl gang.
Yeah.
People just started like a bit of a snowball effect. People just started tagging and
I am a huge fan of this. I think what you're doing is absolutely brilliant. Yeah. And it's lovely that, how old are you lot now? 28.
27, 28,
yeah. So you can really be influencing all of the younger generation. So you must have youngsters coming in, getting ready for the proms.
Yeah.
They're at that age around 14, 15, where they want to start doing things with their hair, sorting their eyebrows out and doing all that kind of stuff. You've got the perfect audience to put this on too, you know, and they'll listen to the likes of you girls. They'll look up to you and they'll listen to you. So for the youngsters coming through, how do you push this message?
Just be kind. That you can't say any more than that. There's so much negativity now, especially in our industry as well. It can be really negative. Like, just be kind to everyone you meet because, you know, especially with the Twitter trolls and stuff, you never know
what
anyone's battling. You really don't know. So,
yeah, just be kind always. And always, by you doing something, it's not going to dull anyone else's sparkle, like that little quote that's on Instagram
I love that one.
Yeah, it's like you can do well as well as pushing someone else to do well as well, so everyone can do well together. Yeah. And it'll just be a much nicer place for everyone to be.
Absolutely. So you're pushing the message in-house, so when people come through the door, you know, you make them feel special and you're telling them to go out and support every other girl, which is something I love to do myself, as you know. That's what the podcast is all about. This all came about because I was getting introduced at an event and someone went, "It's the Voice of Liverpool." And all the way home, driving home, because people think because I'm out doing events, you know, I have this great social life. I don't. I go in the car. I have my trainees in the boot. I'm straight home with curry fried rice or the chippy to go and sit with my fella on the couch. So it's, you know, I don't have a great social life, to be honest. And I'm driving home, as I do from these events, and I'm thinking to myself, if people are thinking of me as the Voice of Liverpool, what can I be doing to give other people a voice? And I think if this can catch on, whether you've got access to create a podcast and let other women be heard, or whether you've got a salon and you can push women to go out and do positive things for other women, surely this knock-on effect has got to take over our city, if not the country itself. Yeah. And it all starts with just one person, doesn't it? Yeah. So if we can go about our business and push this positive message and everybody else can help you to do this, girls, then I encourage you right now to follow them on Instagram and show your support. So where do we find you on Instagram?
We are Girl Gang XO Liverpool on Instagram.
Okay, so we'll find you. Give your positive messages. Just comment on the photographs. Give them a follow. Give them some support. And hopefully, you know, someone will pass it back to you, whoever you are listening
right now. We get so much support on Instagram anyway, don't we?
Yeah, everyone's amazing.
Especially, that's what made us with the hashtag, because we couldn't believe the nice response as well as all the bad. We couldn't believe the good response that we received. Yeah. And it was overwhelming.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
So there was like a hashtag support your global girl gang ladies lunch or cocktail day or something like that, wasn't
there? Ladies lunch.
Okay, tell me all about it. Where was it? Who turned up?
So it was called Galentine's and we held it in Dash Restaurant in Liverpool, and basically it was just a big girls day out, getting all the ladies together to have a good time and just raise awareness for this hashtag, because we want to be active fundraisers so we can give back to certain different things within the community, whether it be local or whatever. But for that one, we chose to work with the Women's Centre, and we are ongoing continuing to work with them. So we're just going to raise as much profit and proceeds and everything to give back to the community for people who actually need a little bit of support now and again. It was just basically to raise awareness for this event.
Tons of girls listening to this podcast right now who are like, okay, you've got me attention. So what? Tell me about the Women's Centre.
Basically, a few girls within that certain community that need a little bit of extra help and a little bit of extra support if they're going through a bit of a rough time at home, or, you know, bringing up children and things like that. So, just people that need a little bit of extra help can go there and, you know, seek that little extra bit of help that they need with whatever battle they're facing.
So whether the family relationships have broken down,
personal relationships,
anything.
Oh, how fabulous. Okay. Yeah. So you're going to do what to raise money?
We're basically going to try and make a little sanctuary within the Women's Centre for the girls to feel like they can go and relax and, you know, unwind there. And we're hopefully going to paint it pink.
How fabulous. So going forward then, so you've raised that money on your first one, which must make you feel absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, we were so proud.
When something goes well like that, it tends to make you think of what you're going to do next. So have you got plans to do any more fundraising?
We've got our next one planned and booked already.
Promote.
So, we haven't even told anyone yet, and I know we've been getting tons of messages.
Am I getting an exclusive?
Yeah, you're getting an exclusive.
You are. What it's all about.
Tons of inboxes, like, when's the next one? But it's in June, so we can let you know that now. And we haven't quite decided on the next charity we're going to be using, but, you know, everything that we do is women's related.
Yeah.
So it will be a women's or little girls related charity. So we're just working on that at the moment.
We've got so many in Liverpool as well, haven't we?
Yeah, that's it. So we do want to start locally, even first, before we go anywhere else, because why not help our own city where we were raised and we were fortunate enough to, you know, to be okay. But yeah, no, we want to help you first.
Yeah. And it's nice definitely. When you put the money somewhere where you can see. Yeah, definitely.
But we're so conscious of that too. We want to know the money's going somewhere where we know exactly where it's going. Sometimes you can give to big, massive organisations and you don't really know where the money's going.
Yeah.
So we want to see what we've created and what we've done.
What difference we've made.
What difference we've made.
Yeah. Or who we've helped.
So you've got a plan together now. So you're going to raise money as well as, you know, create this fabulous business, which is only going to get bigger and better.
Yeah.
What are the plans for the business?
We want to grow. We've got like sort of a 5-year plan, like hereabouts. We do want to expand Girl Gang. We want it to become something big and catch on, whereas we can go maybe, I don't know, if in the future, maybe another city, and we take that message with us. Mm-hmm. And it's support your global Girl Gang. Come in, feel fabulous. Walk in, you're greeted straight away. Everyone's friendly in there. You have a nice time. You feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's a welcoming environment. And then when you're leaving, you're also feeling fabulous and looking fabulous as well.
Well, if someone's listening now and they're thinking, you know, I don't do beauty, hair, whatever. I don't know, like yoga or things like that. And they want to start using this hashtag.
Yeah.
That's all right for them to do, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. It's for any global Girl Gang, out there.
Okay.
It's for everyone.
And if we all click into that, we'll see all these different...
Yeah, if we all keep promoting women, and we all keep using the hashtag.
Yeah.
We're sharing our story on Instagram. You only need to type the hashtag in and you can see everyone.
Yeah, we're promoting them. Yeah. We're empowering everyone around us. Yeah. So do it now, you know, whatever you're doing. Even if you're sitting there, you're thinking, oh, I've organised something, you know, in the local church hall for the kids' playgroup.
Yeah.
Use the hashtag.
Yeah.
Big or
and
small.
And anything that we can help with along the way, we will. Because we're so... inspired now to be helping as many people as we can.
Celebrate what you're doing. Yeah. Don't be scared to ask for support.
Yes,
it's there. We're all ready to help, aren't we?
Definitely. Yeah. I think
we're
that's a big message.
To make a big community, aren't we, really?
Yeah.
Well, you're doing a great job at that.
Everyone can be a part of our Girl Gang.
Yeah, everyone.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Well, you only need to look at your Instagram page to see there's a massive influence going on and it's all about the 90s.
Yeah.
Huge fan of the 90s myself. What is so great in your opinion about the 90s when it comes to girls coming together and spreading a message and just being super confident?
Well, obviously we were born in the 90s, so that was the main thing.
It's your time.
I think, I don't know, even when we went to school, it wasn't the 90s, but we were just always so stuck in that era.
Yeah.
Our favourite films, our favourite bands, music, which is what we were about, and we still love it to this day.
I think as well, the first time you ever sort of heard a girl power was in the 90s with the Spice Girls, and obviously we were huge fans of the Spice Girls, still
who,
are.
Who were your favourite Spice Girls then? Which one was your favourite?
I can't choose.
I think
baby,
I liked Baby and Posh. I liked
Scary. Obviously, you like Scary?
Are you going to the reunion?
Yes, we're going.
What day are you going? Friday, Saturday. Everyone's going. I'm going Saturday. I think there's only going to be me there.
Yeah,
everyone to speak to is going on the Friday.
Yeah.
So that's something to look
and
forward to.
And me and Laura actually went to see the Spice Girls together when we were about six.
Yeah.
6 or 7.
It did change the way people perceived women in the music industry.
Yeah,
it really did.
Yeah.
And beyond, they stepped outside the whole, you know, they didn't have voices of angels.
No.
And they weren't your stereotypical supermodel looking things. And it did, you've got to say, whatever you think of the Spice Girls, it opened the door
because
to be
it was
different, didn't it?
They were so inclusive. Anyone could be, like, any one of those Spice Girls and feel like you was it. Like, we used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
And we, like, dress up as one of them and sing a little song and do a little dance. It's all inclusive. It was all girl power. Like, and that's what we've took from it and we're still using it today.
Yeah. And I feel like it just, they just let everyone be themselves.
Like,
so many people today are so scared to be themselves.
Yeah.
That's the message we're trying to get across. You are beautiful the way you are, and that is, just be you.
Yeah, I love that. So your next step is, you've started doing pop-ups, which takes a lot of guts and organisation. Who's the organisationer?
Tony.
I would have only guessed that.
We both are, me and Laura. We're like, Laura takes the momager role. She's the Kris Jenner of the family. Laura's like, but she's like all the really important stuff.
Like the admin and the boring things I get in charge of.
Someone's got to do
someone's
it.
Someone's got to do it. And Laura is the best at it. So
when you're doing your pop-up places, how do you pick where you want to be? Did you have a plan? Do you sit down and go, right, come on, this is what we're going to do? Or do they just seem to come to you?
Yeah. The well, first one did.
Yeah, I think at first we were doing it to support, to help some of our friends who've also got a like a local brand. So we were just going to give back to them, really, because, you know, they've helped us in other ways as we were opening our business.
Well, what's their brand?
Tell me about that. At the time, it was Bellevue Events and the A-List Party.
Right.
The lads have now gone on to open Dash, where we held our first event.
Lovely, yeah.
So we still continue to work with them now.
They're my favourite stories, when you do something for someone and then they do something back.
Yeah, definitely.
It's this real domino,
especially just positivity. You know, we're friends as well, so we do anything to help them.
Fab.
So that was the first one we ever did. And that from that, that's when people started asking us then. Yeah. So we, it wasn't something we originally decided that we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. It was just people started asking us then.
So what do you do on the pop-up events?
So we'll go to the clubs and everyone wants the hair and makeup touching up on a night out.
Yeah.
You know, you've had a few too many drinks and you feel the show. So they come over and we'll touch the hair up and touch the makeup up and, you know.
Now this is the future. I was in Dubai recently with the show. We took the breakfast show to Dubai and I couldn't believe how many of the bars, the girls would turn up without anything done. You get free drinks to go and sit there. And because they know you're going to stay.
Yeah.
So you sit there and you get your hair done, your makeup done, you're drinking a free drink, you're thinking, what's the catch? Well, it's the future.
It is.
But God help all the salons, you know, because people will be like, I'm not going to the salon now, I'm just going to get it done in the Black Horse. You know what I mean? But I'm sure the Black Horse
will be. Maybe the Black Horse might message us later.
Never know. Big shout out to the Black Horse staff. So you've done some other events, pop up things, not just, even though it's great. As they are doing the clubs and things and they've got a real buzz about them. You actually, you did a pop-up event in River Island, is that right?
We did, yeah. Yeah, it was great. They approached us, they just sent us a little message and said they've got this event going on in the store, a shopping day, and would we like to be involved in doing gel manicures and just normal manicures. So we were back and forth with contact with them and then we were like, yeah, it'll be great. So why not go to River Island? We all shop in River Island. Yeah. We love River Island. It'd be good for us to go there. And also we can take our few little leaflets and stuff and hand them out and we're getting awareness as well.
Definitely.
So yeah, it was really good. So there was four of us? Yeah, three of us, sorry, that went. Me, Holly and Vicky Joe, another lady. We all just done manicures and they all loved it. All the staff, all the shoppers.
You were like chocker all day, weren't you?
Literally, we didn't breathe.
How many of you were in the shop? Because you're throwing all these names now, Willie. Yes. And I'm like, who's this Vicky Joe?
We've got 16 staff altogether,
including us four.
We've been open five 16. Months.
That is on 16. That's an achievement and a half. And then another achievement I think we've got to mention is the Kylie Jenner Adidas launch.
Yeah.
That was how amazing. Did hashtag support your global girl gang get involved with the Jenner?
They approached us again. I don't even think hashtag support your global girl gang was
That wasn't born then.
That wasn't born before. But one of the friends of mine, she contacted us and said, you know, somebody from marketing team for Adidas was looking for somebody to do manicures within the launch day, so yeah, we went along and done that too. Yeah.
So tell me all about that then. What did that involve? Did you get free trainees?
No. We wish. No, it was basically you just had to do manicures and they give you like a bit of a mood board and it was all around the new Kylie Jenner range. Yeah. And the nail art just had to match the trainees or the products that they were selling. So yeah, but it was a good day.
It's stuff like this I love promoting where you've got, you know, young girls listening to podcasts and they're going to do the training and they've got an idea of what this job is going to be. But with any job similar to mine, as is with yours, you can take your skill and, you know, there's no end to it. The world's your oyster, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think with us,
you could be doing nails in a salon or you could be creating this whole brand that you've got going on with your hashtag, with going out and working with other huge brands and take it beyond where you live. Across the country, across the world.
Yeah.
Is that something you've got in mind?
Yeah. Yeah. From the off, we've always said, we're not just going to be a salon. We do want to be a global brand. Like, that's from the beginning. That's all we've ever said, isn't it?
Really? Yeah. Yeah, we knew from day one that it was never going to just end with our salon on Long Lane. Like, that was just the beginning for us, and it is still the beginning.
It's because we've all got that hunger inside us. We know we want to keep going. And just, with our salon, like, it's amazing. We've got 16 members of staff, and we're doing brilliant. But we can always do better. There's always room for improvement. So we're just constantly striving
to do better. We're never satisfied.
No.
We just want to run before we can walk.
And just girls after my own heart, that fire in your belly you can't beat. That's why the podcast was born.
Our girl gang group chat of a night does not sleep. We don't sleep and the girl gang group chat does not sleep.
We literally since the 7th of October 2018.
Yeah, we have.
You know what? Sleep is for the dead.
It is.
Don't even bother with it. Yeah. You keep going, girls, and you've got my full support.
Awesome.
So anything you need to talk about, you need pushing, you need to promote, you know where I am. And just
on a final note,
you want to just spread your message one last time to all our brilliant ladies of Liverpool.
Support your global girl gang.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Make sure you head to ladiesofliverpool.com to check out everything you need to know about Tumbletown, a lovely stay and play centre in Norris Green. You need to be there, so find them on Facebook and Instagram.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.